forgot to make it online. I think I forgot to, normally I click this button here, give somebody a link. It's just, I think it's just demo.
Just about.
Family's coming with you, right?
They're coming about halfway through.
Okay.
So they're gonna, they're coming about the 16th.
Nice.
What happens when you're late?
I have a good excuse. I had to get a good Samaritan and help an old guy who fell and had his legs out in the traffic and spilled all his laundry. And, I don't know. I believe in survival of the fittest. I would have left him there.
You would have.
So, Emma, just because I know you would be going back and forth, one quick thing was... the status of the glycogen assay. Sam says the stuff's here. How do you want us to proceed, or do you want us to proceed, or?
Yeah, Sam, did I give you a list of samples before, or have I not done it yet?
I don't know. The only list of samples that I can remember is the list of samples you wanted me to send. So I don't know if there was another list.
Yeah, I'll give you a list of samples.
All right, cool.
Thanks.
Sure, my pleasure.
All right. So, monitor requests. If anybody hasn't made a request to Michael Parker for a free monitor, I think by this Friday or was it last Friday?
By this Friday.
Go ahead and make that request. Follow all the rules so we can get that. We got a couple of computers last week. Old, but they're great. They're good enough. They're Windows and email and that kind of crap. So we can put those wherever. I think right now they're just sitting next door or sitting back there.
Yeah, we have a stash back here.
It's also like monitors. There's another one in Claire's lab that I guess we invited.
Yep.
And a monitor.
Yeah, you haven't hooked up the dual monitor.
I couldn't get the monitor to work.
All right. So next thing, anybody take a look? Emma put some comments. Did anybody else look at this data sharing plan? We've talked about it for a few weeks and I finally mocked it up.
I looked at it, but I couldn't figure out how to edit it either.
Yeah.
That's
great, so you can click on it.
What's that?
On my computer, the edit button was, see how open is gray?
Yeah.
You couldn't click on it.
You couldn't edit on yours either.
I logged in and I could click on the edit button, but then it didn't let me edit directly. It said something about branches or something like that, or forks. Something about forks.
Okay. That's good to hear. Okay, no, that's fine. So Emma had two comments. Did you have, Jake said he did not have comments.
I had a few little wording tweaks.
I'd like to get it so it works, so people can edit. Maybe.
I'll be back.
Maybe make a Google Doc.
Could have been a user error on my part. I think
I have to do something. So maybe me and you, Sam, will play with it today and see if it's easier than just having to fork it. That might be a setting on mine, but that would be nice. There's some other things kind of related to that. A paper, which was interesting. Just kind of best practices. That's what that other link is. Goals, just a heads up, November is this month. I'm sorry, November is this week. So you should get on that. Glycogen assays we've talked about. More.
I thought of something. Yep. Where are we going to stash your Nook? And do we need to have it set up with a computer and stuff? Or are we just expecting them to be
self-sufficient? I think downstairs with Jake and... Okay.
Doug, there's still an extra desk, right?
Yep.
So my suggestion is drop one of those Windows PCs down there.
Okay.
In the empty desk. And that'll work. That's a good point. So your Nook will be here in November, I think 8th, or something to that effect. So we can set him up down there for his time. We'll just kind of play it by ear. He's, you know, wanting to learn. Hopefully there might be some data for him to play with by then, we'll come up with something.
I'll tell you what he's going to learn. He's going to learn this boss around here.
Planning that for a week?
No, I just realized that now.
Alright, so about that, there's more. Lab meetings in November, what's the plan?
Hangouts,
who's in charge?
Technologically advanced. I did it once and it worked out.
Alright. So, yeah. So let Sam be in charge. We'll just hang, we'll just plan on the same time. I'll try to get the invitation up, but it's what we saw this morning if you were early. On the invitation, you just need to put advance and online event, then it makes it much easier for people to click on it. And then normally, in addition to Hangouts, we record the audio. Any particular, besides the details of the logistics, are there any specific topics we want to cover due in November? Instead of just these, ragtag, what hasn't been done, what has been done? Do related.
I could present NanoString stuff if we wanted to. If anyone had any feedback about the summary and kind of the end of the data.
Yeah.
Or even the preliminary backstory. Mm-hmm. I guess. Okay.
All right. There was something else, but I forgot, that would make sense to have, but what was it? Today in meetings, Claire, you're maybe next. After this, we'll talk about lab. Jake, we probably need to talk today about time management. What time do you want to do that?
Sometimes afternoon, because I'm busy after lab until about 1.
Okay, we'll shoot for 1:30.
Yep, it'll work.
And Brent, we need to talk about the NPSRB thingy, remember?
Yeah.
Maybe like 11:30?
Sure.
try to get that out, get that figured out. Is that right, 11:30? Okay. I talked a little bit with Sam. I think we're all right. The Eagle's just about full. Sam's going to, maybe today. Are you here today? Are you over
here?
I'm here. Move most of the SRA stuff over, and I think we'll be free for a bit. This is just a picture of just some space. Some of Claire's stuff's taken up a lot, but I'd like to leave it on there because it's the methylation data in case we need to get, once it's done, I might get rid of it. But there's a lot of those meth ratio files are big. And Sam's been putting when we're trying to aggregate all the other waste data here, but we've decided to move it over to OWL, which should free us up for a bit, I imagine.
Would it help to just like buy some external hard drives for?
No, we actually, No, we have plenty of space. It's just of which NAS that we use. So we're fine. It's just
for my first run, I'm not using that, but I'm
I know, but it's just a matter of time allocation too. It's like, how much time do we want to think about deleting stuff? So yeah, we're fine. This is just the other thing. I mean, we could also move. This is just like, what did I click on? Archive. This is another part of Eagle that's mainly just backup of other people's computer and next gen. This is just that I could get rid of, but we're fine. But just in the short term, we're pushing the edge of filling up Eagle, but we've got tons of space on our. Okay.
Is Claire, or I don't know if I'm asking you or both of you, yep, are you going to need help in lab with the class at all for any stuff?
I'll let you know, but I think I'll be okay because this week we're kind of starting with our projects. So it was just a little crazy when I was teaching 16 students these techniques, but it's going to help me out. So I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll meet with Claire. We'll probably meet tomorrow again too and go over some details. We might need a little bit of help with that.
Yeah.
Seeing how things go.
I might need help like initially setting up the tanks and their experiments because there's a lot of different.
Well, things, no problem.
Yeah.
Like I think the student should do all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything else before we get to the what's up? So what are you working on?
I have revisions for the review that I think are pretty short,
okay,
and then maybe just hold the figure and then hold off until maybe hear back from PJ.
Yeah, so we need to get the figure lined up and ready to go
as
soon as possible.
Yeah, it might be nice to see if we can have that done before you go.
Yep, probably.
Okay. And then I'll go back to the microarray data, because I haven't annotated the hypomethylated regions, and then after they get kind of annotated, talk about doing some validation with it to see if they're real, which would be an awesome thing.
Alright.
So I'll probably have them annotated and summarized, I'm guessing, by the end of the week, and kind of have a few ideas for a plan.
Alright. How do you want to get the figures done? The figures.
I guess maybe we should meet and show our latest ideas and then decide where to go from there. Were you still thinking to have someone else do them?
No,
I think we got it.
I think we're fine. I think we got it covered. We should decide how to go.
Okay.
You can do that maybe today?
Sure.
Like 2?
Yep. If anyone wants to know if I caught a steelhead
this weekend, the answer is yes.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. That's all I'm done now.
Has Brock seen that view? It's finally featured on the webcam.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, no, they're out of town. Brock won't even see it now. It's going to get lost in the shuffle.
No, we saw it on the phone before we left.
Oh, that's
before we get out of cell phone range.
All right, so Brian, what you up to?
I'm lining up stuff for the Rock Scallop project that's coming up, and doing some data analysis for colleagues in Mexico. And that's pretty much,
Have you heard from like Katie or anybody? Or?
No.
Okay. She's been here like every week. She comes in one early and some mornings and looks at some stuff. I talk to her once in a while. But,
yeah. I need to. She's on my list today to contact just to see what she's up to. Because she was ostensibly looking at the Microsat data, and her first step was just to learn how to use this one program.
Yep. Okay. She might have figured it out. I don't know. How about you, Doug? What you up to?
Nothing special. Just working at Manchester.
Yep.
Putting in more monitoring equipment. Working on my paper.
Alright. With a goal of defending in January, right?
Yep. So the goal is to get my thesis to my committee by December 1st.
Okay.
So that gives me a whole month.
Yep. What you got going on, Jake?
Finishing my edits for my GRFP proposal, getting classwork organized. Actually set up for Claire's lab this week, and then setting up for if we're going to go out next week or not. Like trying to do the logistics for a trip next week to Manchester, and possibly give up, but probably just Manchester, since next week's the next big low tide series of the pit. In fact, it's the best one for November. It's the second one for the end of the week.
Okay. We haven't heard anything from anybody. So Joth was supposed to contact Wall. I guess he has. You haven't heard if he has. Okay, I'll try to follow up.
I'm guessing that fell off his radar.
Okay.
Because he was in a flurry at the end of last week, and then he went off to Philadelphia.
All right. So what's the preferred route or preferred way to go approach Manchester?
Right now, I don't know. If we go through the mud, well, I've got a sled and equipment to go do that.
What is your preferred method?
I prefer to go by boat, just so I'm going to drag it through the mud.
I prefer to have the divers do it. That's my preference.
Right.
Which
has to be by boat.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah.
But they must have a boat.
Well, I don't. Do you know anything about the divers? Rick suggested, he gave me somebody's name, I forget. There must be, do y'all have a diver on staff? You don't have a diver.
Matt Cook?
Yeah, Matt Cook.
Yeah. So he's there at Manchester. So he offered if he's asked if Matt Cook with another diver, because yeah, well, of course you have to have two, could go out and get them. And so the question is, do y'all have is there a boat over at Manchester? Maybe on a trailer?
There are boats, but my guess would be they just jump off the net pens and swim over.
Okay. The net, I'm so confused. I gotta get a picture. Are the net pens connected to a dock?
Yeah, so you got the pier over by the EPA, and that's up, and it does not float or sink, it's just straight out. And then there is a ramp that will float up and down with the tide connected to the net pens.
Yep.
The net pens are floating on flotation barrels or something,
okay.
So that's going up and down with the tide.
There's another net pen out there in the middle though, right?
Okay. So then the net pen out in the middle is owned by Icicle, or now it's whatever Pacific Coast Seafood or Star, or I don't know what they're called. But that one, not that one. But the net pen right alongside the pier is owned by NOAA.
Yeah. But logistically, that would be hard, because if they were to do that, then they've got to
swim
with these metal sticking out.
Well, I'm sure they've got some boat or some sort of, I mean, even if you've just got something floating that you can put them on and pull them back.
Okay. I inquired last week. I'll try to follow up again today.
I've got some inner tubes.
Some inner tubes?
But either way, we have to figure out how we're going to get in there. If we go the land route, how we're going to get in there at night.
Yeah.
Because we could do it, you know. You do
the land route seems to be work. I mean, that just seems last ditch effort.
Yeah.
I mean, is Joss Bo still on the table?
Maybe.
Okay.
He's around. He gets back at some point soon.
Yeah.
Graham's got a fishing boat. Graham's got a fishing boat on Bainbridge.
Yeah.
And then he leaves the 9th or something like that. And then he's gone. He's in both. So.
All right. Well, I'll try to contact him again and see what the diver scenario was since they suggested it.
And I'll probably touch base with Jock tomorrow just to see what the story is. I think he's still in Philly.
Okay. So what you up to, Sam?
Working on that C1Q thing. I had a brain fart on primer design, so I have a new primer in that should work since I had a machine design it instead of myself. So there shouldn't be any mistakes. Then I'm working on processing these SRA files, currently playing around with them in iPlant and seeing if we can taken through some sort of workflow to get the data out of them and into a format that is usable downstream at some point.
Yeah, that reminds me. I need to follow up with Dan's email. I don't know what to say, but remember he emailed us a recap of that meeting we had with him,
yeah.
Dale and Dan. I don't know if he's going to act on it or was he waiting for a response. But. How are things going with you, Emma?
Things are going well. I've been doing lots of Western blots. I'm thinking of retiring since I'm going to get a postdoc from China, who just sent me an email saying she wants to be my postdoc.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome.
That's good.
I forwarded it to you, Steven.
You could, like, get a fake postdoc and then just pay somebody, like, half of your salary just to do your job, right?
Nice.
She sent me her CV and everything. I think it's a woman.
Yeah.
And working on the paper. And we've been having a lot of trouble getting my kit to do the glutathione S-transferase assay, where there was like a blockage on the order because of some weird ethylamer thing, because like some other lab here hadn't paid their Sigma bill forever. And Sigma finally, we ordered a Sigma 2 months ago. Sigma finally sent it, and something went wrong, and we got it today, and the ice had all melted like days ago, and so now they have to send us a new one. So basically, I haven't really done my own work yet. We've been here 2 months. but the good news is a paper from work I did at NOAA is about to be submitted, and I didn't even know that was going to happen, and I didn't have to do work for it, so.
That's good. And Lorenz gave you comments on the paper. I didn't look at them, but it sounded like they were reasonable.
They were.
Okay.
Yep. And right now I have to run, but I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, Claire, I guess that's you then. What are you up to?
Manuscript. Just working on that. I'm focusing on the RNA-seq data. Looking at promoter methylation right now, I divided it up into ghost slim terms, and I mean the patterns seem to hold true in that, you know, areas with greater expression are more methylated, so I kind of want to talk to you about what kind of further analysis I can do for this data set.
Alright, so yeah, we should probably...
I don't know, I'll try and create like some sort of informative.
Yeah. Did the promoter methylation, was it seem to be ghost slim specific, or was it just a general trend? I mean, that was the point of doing the ghost slim, was to see if one category was driving that relationship. I looked at it briefly.
Yeah, I'll look at it more, but that might be the case.
Okay. So we'll look at that. I forgot to remind, we got to look at your stuff.
I just wrote that down. All right.
Maybe we'll... maybe we'll go shoot for Wednesday, just because it means you probably need to, I'd like to just get everything settled with the class, like Tuesday, and then Wednesday, we'll dedicate to that. I'll be here.
And I'll look at it more
Wednesday.
By Wednesday.
Well, no, yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe early Wednesday.
Yeah.
Early Wednesday. Maybe first before class on Wednesday. I mean, it's not like, I mean, just Google Plus. It's not good.
Yeah, I just really
want to
get going on that so I can finalize this a bit more.
Right.
Should I be starting analysis on the larvae samples or no?
Yeah, we can talk about that too.
Okay.
Nice to get that first thing out the door.
Yeah.
So we're kind of, the next thing would be you still got the thing you're trying to ignore about the heat shock thing and the array.
I know.
But the larvae are kind of important because we're trying to write another grant to where that data might be helpful.
Okay.
Plus it's interesting. But you still got to do the heat shock stuff. We might, we'll see how when Matt gets on the arrays and what you think about how to go forward with those.
Okay.
We might have to skip out and do another approach, but
sounds good.
That's good. So Mac, we was talking, what did we say today, too?
Yeah.
We'll go over that. So I redid the analysis.
Okay.
We'll have to reassess. That's all I did is redid it.
Do you want to send me the RPKMs? That way I can have them clustered by the time we meet?
Yes.
Okay.
If I forget, send me a reminder.
Okay.
I need to do that before class. There we go. Okay. All right, was there anything else with you, Emma? No?
I don't think so.
I'll look at the papers.
When do you come back?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Where would you... So we relocated your desk into Jake's office for Doug and whatnot. So when you come back, where would you like your temporary space to be?
A, you need to work on your straight face. Max needs to be informed of these things ahead of time.
I didn't know you could see me.
I can hear you.
Claire's been sitting at your desk.
I sit at your desk when the sun comes out because it gets too hot at mine.
I tell her not to, Emma.
She can use it as long as I'm not there when I come back to mine.
We'll see about
that. I can recognize your giggle at how to see your face.
Alright, is there anything else I need to do, Emma, for getting out? So I'll be there when? Friday or Saturday?
Friday. You should choose your rental car.
That's right. You sent me an email, so I'll take care of that before I go. Either company's fine?
I think, you'll just have to choose, see what cars are available for each, what prices they have, and go with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, other
companies,
they're equally easy.
Okay. Alright, is that it? Alright, thanks for joining us, Emma.
Bye.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.